Okay, so Lavan tricks Yaakov, and part of the way that he will accomplish that is that he has everyone there, and the next morning he tells Yaakov, Lo yasechein bimkomeinu. The laws over here are that you can't marry the younger one before the older one, and I have the backing of everyone. Now Chazal tell us that the people were trying to hint at the Yaakov. They were singing a song, which was hinting, he Leah, he Leah. They kept hinting to Yaakov, she's Leah. But Yaakov doesn't know that. And when Yaakov sees that she became pregnant, so Yaakov realizes that this is from Shemaim, that her prayers accomplished that. And then Leah has a child, and she calls him Reuven. Hashem saw how I'm suffering. Maybe now my husband will love me. So the first child she names in honor of Hashem. Hashem has seen, and that's why he's given me. The second child, Shimon, she names after Hashem. Hashem has heard what I'm going through, so he's given me another child. And the third child, she names for her husband. Maybe this time he will connect to me. Again, the next three will be the same thing. Two in honor of Hashem, and one with the desire my husband should connect to me. And so the Tosfos write that this shows us the piety of Leah. What's her focus? Her focus is first the Ribbono Shel Olam in her life, and then finally her husband in her life. But never does she take a name about herself. It's also interesting to note that she is the one giving the names. In Tanakh, we are taught by Yehuda, one's him, one's her, one's him, one's her, that they took turns who names the child. And she was first. And that's also, it's common that couples decide together. But if they each are pulling in a different direction, then they take turns. Hopefully they each get a turn, right? But here we see she was given the right to name the child. And throughout, we're going to see that many of the children were named by the wives. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, a little bit later.